When you think of blue jeans, maybe you think of cowboys or Levi Strauss or maybe a little rap.
But in fact, it has a much older history.
Eleonora Shana is an art historian. Her Paris gallery is launching an exhibit later this month featuring some very old paintings of denim.
And this is particularly interesting because the paintings are dated at the end of the 17th century.
Shana says there aren't any surviving pieces of denim from that era, but these paintings show that blue jeans were being made and worn around Europe in the 1600s. The paintings show a family of modest means going about their daily lives, wearing and tending to denim clothing. The artist who painted them is a mystery.
What we know is that he was active in the northern parts of Italy. We definitely don't know the name.
So the gallery calls the artist Master of the Blue Jeans. The denim in the paintings looks a lot like the denim we wear today, white woven threads colored with indigo dye. The works show a child wearing a tattered jean jacket. Another shows a denim garment slung across a woman's leg for mending.
We love jeans today because it's a very strong cloth. It doesn't get damaged very easily. So it was a very good material for outer elements of dressing.
The denim of 300 years ago was manufactured in Genoa, Italy, and Nîmes, France.
We still have traces of the names of the two cities in the word jeans, which is Genoa, and denim, which is the Nîmes, denim from Nîmes.
Do you think they had acid wash back then?
I just hope they didn't have boot cut. That's all I care about.
I like boot cut.
Or high rise. Okay, high rise then. Slim cut, right? That's okay. The worst. Slim cut is the
worst. Slim cut.